The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday the 30th of October. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, there's no shame in Dundalk's 3-0 defeat to Arsenal in Group B of the Europa League last night. All three goals came in a four-minute spell either side of the break at the Emirates Stadium. Eddie Nketiah, Joe Willock and Nicola Pepe were on the mark for Arsenal. Dundalk became the first team in Europa League history not to concede a foul in a match. Lilywhite's interim head coach Filippo Giovagnoli is proud of his players.
Sometimes we did well, sometimes we did not well. But Arsenal is a fantastic team. Is an unbelievable team that is able to possess and control the game with any team in the world without problem. So we have to be realistic, right? So I think we have to be happy and realistic for what we did in the many moments of the game.
Malta are level with Arsenal at the top of Group B following a 1-0 win at home to Rapid Vienna. Elsewhere, Celtic threw away a 2-0 advantage away to Lille in Group H. A deflected equaliser off Shane Duffy saw the French club earn a point, but manager Neil Lennon is happy with what he saw from Celtic.
Played really well tonight, a positive result even though it could have been better. I didn't see too much lack of confidence tonight in the performance. In fact, I thought they were very positive for the majority of the game, and we looked a good side.
Four half-time substitutions could not prevent Tottenham Hotspur going down 1-0 away to Antwerp in Group J. Jose Mourinho made nine changes from the win over Burnley on Monday. He hauled off Dele Alli at half-time, not for the first time. And without naming names, Mourinho says there's a reason why fringe players are not regularly playing.
You always ask me before matches why this player is not playing, why this player is not playing, why this player is not selected. Maybe now for a few weeks you don't ask me that because you have the answer.
Leicester City were 2-1 winners away to AEK Athens to jointly top Group G. Rangers continued their winning start to Group D with a 1-0 victory at home to Lech Poznan. Wolves play host to Crystal Palace in the Premier League tonight. A win for either team will see them move to the top two in the table. Kick-off at Molineux is at 8. Former Brighton midfielder Desi Hutchinson will make his championship debut for Waterford tomorrow. He's been named in the full forward line for the Dacia's Munster senior hurling semi-final with Cork. There's also a first start for De La Salle's Jack Fagan in the half-forward line. Padraig Harrington goes into the second day of the Bermuda Championship just four shots off the pace. He'll tee off from four under par. American Peter Malnati heads the field on 8 under. Seamus Power begins the day from 2 under. In cycling, Dan Martin begins today's 10th stage of the Vuelta a España, third on general classification and 28 seconds down on race leader Richard Carapaz. Sam Bennett thought he'd won yesterday's 9th stage before later being disqualified for a shoulder barge. Dan Royal hosts a 7-race card this afternoon, the first off there at 20-1. There's an 8-race card at Dundalk getting underway at 4:30. Coming up on OTBAM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheen from 7:30, we're chatting to Dundalk coach Shane Keegan, Kieran Donaghy on Gaelic football, and Alan Quinlan on rugby. Then tonight you're speaking to Paul O'Connell, Sam Warburton, Killian O'Connor, and of course it's Friday Night Racing. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.